Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. I'm Kate.
And I'm Jordan.
And today we're answering all of your juicy questions from our Q&A we posted a few weeks ago. We will cover common questions we get about motherhood, our personal lives, and so much more. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button, subscribe if you're on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real, the more moms out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's. All right, before we get into the Q&A, let's give a little update because I feel like we both have things going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. My first update is, if you're listening to this, it's April. Well, we recorded this on April 19th. Joey has lived in Iowa for a month and a half, which is crazy. I was so scared for Joey to move here because I have been so like independent for so long. I like haven't been hanging out with people. I have not had consistent companionship for so long that I'm so used to doing stuff on my own that like I was honestly like worried. Like I told Joey before he moved, like I might not like want to hang out every day. Like I like maybe I'll see you for like an hour or something some days. Like, and now I'm just like, yeah, I love being around you. You're like my best friend. And we just like hang out, make food together. So it's been really cool because I was terrified of so many different unknowns. And now that he's here, I'm like, it's like such a breath of fresh air to be like, oh, like, yeah, I still like this is cool. And I know how to be in a relationship again where we are always around each other. Also, though, people keep asking, are you guys living together? We're not living together. I'm building a house. Joey has his own house. And then eventually we're going to get married and then we will move into our new house that I'm building. And an update on the new house. First, everyone always asks, is Joey paying for the house with you? And no. All right. Your girl is grown and independent and she's paying for the house herself, okay? Joey has offered to pay for part of the house, half of the house, whatever I want. I'm just stubborn. I wanted to do this for me and Barrett. I worked really hard to get to this place. I literally never thought I'd be able to move out of my parents' house on my own until I like got married and like had a man to financially depend on. And then once I quit my job, started social media, like I can do it on my own. So I want to buy the house on my own. I want to be able to say I did it. This is my last boss girl move. And then I will fully let Joey take over the the financials. But I did just want to buy my house on my own. And then, yes, Joey will move in with us. He can pay the mortgage.
He
can take care of the bills.
Is he like giving input on decisions on parts of the build and stuff?
Yeah. So I did like 3/4 of the whole building process on my own before like I even considered letting Joey like come into it. We've known each other for a year and a half. We've been dating since December of 2024. And I just more so recently was like, okay, yeah, like I want your opinions. Like you can help me do this. Or like, for example, I was building out the master closet with my designer a couple weeks ago. And like, I did have Joey in the call to like have him give his input of like, okay, how many dressers do you need built in versus how much closet space do you need? Like, I was like bringing him into it, but for so long it felt so unsafe to like have him in it just because I've bought houses in the past with my son's dad. We end up breaking up. We have to sell the home. Like, I just so badly wanted to feel the safety of like, even if my relationship with Joey doesn't work out, my son and I have like a home that is just ours. Yeah. Nobody can ever take it away from us. And now obviously my thoughts have changed. Joey and I are going to get married. Yada, yada, yada. I do let him have inputs on the house and he will be paying the mortgage. It's just, I wanted to be the person to like buy the home.
Yeah. No, I think that's badass. And then you can just totally fall into your feminine, which is even more badass.
I know. I'm so excited. And I'm like slowly starting to do that. Like, I think people don't realize it, but like, well, because I don't talk about it, but I am very financially independent. I don't need, you know, a husband to pay my bills. But like when Joey and I started dating, he was like, all right, give me all your bills. Like he pays my car bill. He buys my groceries. He gave me a credit card in his name. Like he's like, I don't want you spending your money. Like save your money. I want to be provider for you, which is so cool. And it's like, I can like my nervous system can just relax and just be like, like someone's taking care of me. And I was thinking about this before Jordan and I got on this podcast episode. Like, Jordan and Larry have been like my blueprint for seeing how like a healthy relationship of like a mom that wants to be a mom and a husband that wants to be a provider. Like I've just like watched them and it kind of was like my, like what I was like picturing for how I wanted my spouse to want to be. Like Larry wants to be your provider. Larry wants you in airplane mode of like, yeah, you don't have to literally worry about anything except being a mom. And so that has like kind of been like my gold standard of what I wanted my relationship to. So it's like cool that like Joey and I are now like in that space as well.
I think also what people don't realize is if we wanted to work, that's totally, our husbands are going to completely support that too. It's not like, oh, we can't work and we have to stay home. And, like, no, we can definitely work. And I think also people maybe who are, you know, in that CEO mindset, who women who are in that mindset, look at us and think like, oh my gosh, like they're shaming me, but totally not at all. That's like, if that's what you want to do, I think that is so cool. I think it's a really cool thing that we can be in our feminine and be stay-at-home moms, but we can also have that option to go, you know, do the kick-ass CEO lifestyle. I just don't think it's in our nature. And of course, there's always exceptions to that rule. I don't think some women are meant to be stay-at-home moms. I just, that's just not their thing. But I do think at our core, most of us just want to be nurtured and feminine. And I think it's beautiful.
It is. Amen. I completely agree. It's so cool to watch. It's like, I remember being in college and no one ever was like, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, that's fine. Like everyone was just like, women do careers. Women put their kids in daycare. And that's fine if that's you. I like, that's fine. That's fine. It's just, it's not my blood. It is not my blood to be working.
I remember even like growing up, my mom would always say, you always need to have your own money just in case, just in case like you need to work too. And that's just how I was raised. I don't know when I snapped out of it. Honestly, I think it was when I went off birth control. I snapped out of it. But it's like, no, that's not for me. Just I've just never had that desire to hustle. And of course, if I wanted to and I needed to, I would, but I don't. So it's nice that I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, for sure. And like Joey said the same thing. He's like, when Joey and I met, we were very upfront with each other about like our core values. And like, I was not budging on mine. Obviously, he should stand firm in his. And one of his was just, he was like, you know, I would love for my wife to want and aspire to be a stay-at-home mom, take care of the children, and I literally do the rest. Like, I will take care of everything else. And I was like, oh my God, music to my ears. Like, yeah that's the life for me, babe.
Let's coast. Also, going back to the house update, I sent this to you on Instagram, and it was this cool, like, crunchy thing I would have never thought of. If people have pools and you put lights in your pool to make them red light bulbs, so when you're swimming at night and everything, you've got the pool ambiance, but also it's like you're not disrupting your circadian rhythm, you're still not having blue lights on you. And I thought that was the coolest thing. Not red light therapy, people are gonna be like, that's expensive. Literally just red light bulbs. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, when I showed Joey that you sent me that, and he literally wrote it down as like part of what we're sending to our pool people to incorporate in our pool. Also, a house update. We'll have to do a full episode of like all the little things that I'm doing to make my home like a healthier home. But for our house update, like they've like actually started the structure of the home. They've got the basement and the first floor foundation started, and then they still have to do like the second floor bedrooms, but we're supposed to move in the first week of December. So we'll see if that actually happens. But also, Jordan has like 7 new family members. Yeah. So tell us.
Wait,
about
did
them.
You find out if you have an HOA so you can also have chickens?
No. And I'm like nervous to ask my builder yet, because my builder is my neighbor. And I just like, I think I'm like, I'm teetering the like, okay, chick, you're crazy and you're scaring me. And I don't want to ask for another of like, hey, by the way, I'm probably going to buy chickens and have them as your neighbors. So like, I'm holding off on it until a little later.
I know a lot of HOAs allow chickens, maybe just not roosters. Like our city, you can only have 7 hens and no roosters. People do, of course, still have roosters, but just because they're noisy.
Are the girls going to lay eggs even if you don't have a male?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They lay eggs. They're just not fertilized, honestly.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Good to know. Good to know.
So yes, we have 8 new chickens in our family, and those things grow. I think we got them a month ago, and they look like chickens already. It's kind of crazy. They're huge. They are all named after Real Housewives people. So I think every farm animal we add from now on will have either a Real Housewife or some sort of Bravo TV name. And so I think I'm going to call them the Real House Hens of Oklahoma.
I love that. That is beautiful. Also, have you taken them outside yet? Or are they still in home?
They're still inside. They should be outside in the next couple weeks. My coop still has not arrived and it's making me a little nervous. They did email and say it was delayed, but I'm a little nervous there. I got the Nestera coop for everybody looking for coops. I did a lot of research. I wanted maybe a little bigger one, but my backyard is sloped. And so I needed a smaller one. So it's all plastic. And it's super easy to clean and take apart. And we're moving within the next year and it'll be easy to move, which I also like. So yeah, I'm really excited for that to come and set that up. I'm going to have to block off a part of the yard because of the dogs. But they'll be mostly free range and I'm excited.
Beautiful. And I think you only need like, what, 100 feet for it to be, it's for like, them to be pasture raised?
I don't know. They'll definitely have tons and tons of room. Like the section in the yard is still going to be huge. And we'll open it up when the dogs are inside for them to go through the whole yard. I'm excited for pest control. They'll eat the bugs, the ticks. And then around 20 weeks, I think they start laying eggs, especially when the weather's warm.
That's beautiful. I can't wait to watch the journey unfold.
I'm so excited. They're so fun. It's like, it reminds me of having, it's like fulfilling. Did you ever, you might be a little too young. You're just a couple years younger than me. Did you have a Tamagotchi?
No, but I know what they are.
Yeah, it's like you take care of like an animal or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's like, or like a Sims character where we're watching them just grow.
I had Nintendo DS.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know, the animal one?
Yeah.
They would get like fleas if you didn't get on for a couple of days. And I would like feel like a neglectful mother.
Yeah. So that's how it is. It's like real life. It's like you water them every day. You feed them and they're growing. It's so fun.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Okay, should we hop into the episode?
Let's do it.
All right, you want to start us off with a first burning question?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on marijuana? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we actually might have differing thoughts on this. I'm pro marijuana, if that is what someone wants to do. I think it can be very beneficial. I think it came from nature, and I think we can utilize nature. I do think we've, you know, there's like all these different strains and variances and everything. They've taken it a little far, but I think it can be very helpful. I do know it's pretty heavily sprayed with glyphosate and things. So if you can grow your own, great. There's websites to get seeds, but also you can just go ask around about organic. I think it can be very helpful.
Yeah, I don't care if people smoke. Yeah. I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I don't have enough knowledge to have an opinion on it. So it's a no for me, but I support whatever anyone's doing as long as it's not hurting someone else.
I dabble sometimes.
Okay. What would you do on vacation without being able to follow all of your rules, it says in quotation marks? And here's the thing. Anywhere I go, I'm doing whatever I can to feel my best. And it's not about following rules. It's just like when I go on vacation, I'm like, I don't enjoy going and eating fast food every day and like eating greasy seed oil burgers, fries, chicken fingers. Like if we want to go out to eat, that's fine. And like, I'll get whatever I want. But whenever we go on vacation, we always get Airbnbs. So we have a kitchen and then we just go to the store right when we land. We get all of our groceries as if we would when we were at home. And then we just eat normally because there's nothing worse to me, in my opinion, than like going on vacation and just eating like crap and then feeling like crap. I love just feeling good, waking up in the morning, going through like my morning routine of like going on a walk, getting my eyes in the sun. Vacation to me is never like, oh my gosh, this is my one chance to splurge. Cause it's like, I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I just usually like to feel my best.
Yeah. I actually hate that people think we have rules for I don't know. It's just like a lifestyle.
God forbid a girl wants to feel good.
Right? It's like, yeah, that's not rule. I don't think like, oh my gosh, I'm breaking a rule when I'm doing something. But yeah, when I travel, I absolutely, my favorite thing to do is try the local restaurants, the local cuisine. I like to like not feel like a tourist. I like to try to get in there and see what the locals are doing. So I don't actually usually worry about it. I've traveled many places. And I don't care about the eating really. I mean, I care. I want to feel good. I'm not going to binge out on donuts and stuff, but I'm going to try a donut, half a donut from a local bakery. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to eat 20 of them. But also, same thing with Airbnbs or hotels. I try to find a kitchen. If not, It's not the end of the world. You can still make good choices. I always bring healthy snacks like meat sticks and that sort of stuff. And yeah, I just enjoy your vacation.
Wait, can I get your opinion on the chomps having like metal or whatever?
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. So I'm a big chomps fan. And I saw
the biggest
chomps yeah.
fan.
And so I saw they sustained me through pregnancy. I'm just yeah, so wait. I saw that recall. Yeah.
How many did I send you for Christmas?
Oh my gosh, like 400.
Yeah, yeah.
Something crazy. Cause you bought me like 400. I think Larry bought me like 200. So I like literally bathed in the chomps in the bathroom.
Do you still have those? Or did you have to buy more yet?
There's like a few handfuls left. Anyways, so so the recall was like very real. I actually, my friend typed out this nice long email for me to send chomps. I sent it to them and I said, you know, I'm a very big fan of you guys and I just want like full transparency here, blah, blah, blah. So they emailed me back and they explained everything. They pulled, I think like tons, literal tons of chomps. And like, it was a very like secluded incident in one of their manufacturers, but they pulled all the chomps just to be safe, which I appreciated. And then they actually sent me some free chomps, which I also appreciated. So yeah, I'm still a chomps fan. I think they were very open about the whole situation, which I appreciated, and they were apologetic. But yeah, I couldn't imagine finding metal in my chomps. That'd be awful.
So you will still eat chomps?
Yeah.
For the people wondering.
Especially the free chomps. They taste even better.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good question I get a lot. How do you find time to have sex while you're co-sleeping? First off, you don't only have to have sex in bed, right? There's many options. But yeah, when the baby falls asleep, you can roll out of bed or nap times, find times during the day or just independent. Like there's just, you know, many opportunities. I don't think it has to be a killing the vibe type of thing.
Yeah, whenever I get that question, I'm just like, are these people who don't have children? Because like, you know, it's just, you don't.
There's time.
You don't only have to have sex at bedtime.
Yeah, there's time.
And yeah, I was with my son's dad for many years. We have co-slept the whole time and we still managed to find time. Yeah. So it's just, I think these questions are asked by people who genuinely don't have kids. Because it's like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And now I'm abstinent until marriage. So. I get that question all the time, actually, is why are you and Joey waiting for marriage if you both are not virgins? If you don't know, Joey was engaged in like, I forget how many years ago, maybe 2021. I don't want to butcher this. Maybe 2021. Anyway, and they didn't end up getting married, obviously. But obviously, both of I have a child. Joey's had a long-term girlfriend. We just felt that the closer we both got to God and like the more we both studied the Bible separately, that we realized that like that is something we want to honor in waiting. And people are always like, well, it doesn't matter because you already have had sex before. And it's just like, you ever heard of a born again Christian pal?
Yeah, pal.
I'm just trying my best. Like, yeah, I've sinned in the past. We all sin every day. It's just like I know better, do better mentality. I mean, I just whatever other people want to do, it's fine. This is just what Joey and I have chosen to do. I think God has been very faithful and fruitful in our relationship, and we just want to honor that. But I do see why people meet their person and then they want to get married immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, I always was like, that's weird. Why do people just like get engaged and get married very quick? And like, not that that's the only part, but it just makes sense.
You also mentioned too, you've in all your other relationships, which has only been like one or two, but that, you know, that was a part of those relationships and you just wanted to do those obviously didn't work out. You wanted to just do something different too.
Yeah. Joey and I have both realized, and we talk about this a lot. Also, I've never had a partner where we have like deep conversations, like actual deep, like soul fulfilling conversations. So it's very cool to just be able to like be open and brutally honest. But we had both talked about how like in past relationships, like we would just fill a void with that physical connection. Mm-hmm. And now that we like, instead of having the moments of like, well, I don't know what to do, we might as well just like hook up. It's like we have deep conversations, or like I feel like I know Joey like to his core because we have spent so much time getting to know each other. And also, I think a lot of times and in the past, I have mistaken love for lust. Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm physically attracted to someone, but like, am I attracted to their soul? Mm-hmm. And before, no. Like I can honestly say now I have never been like deeply connected to someone's soul, but it was because I was filling voids with that lust. Mm-hmm. And now that like Joy and I haven't had that like physical connection, but like we have such a deep emotional connection, if that makes sense. And like, that's how I know, like in past relationships, I would just, yeah, be like, well, I don't know what to talk about. Or like, we don't have like deep conversations. So we like connect physically instead of like connecting emotionally. It's just, it's so crazy to see the emotional connection. And I'm not saying if you've had sex with your partner that like you're not close or anything like that. I'm just speaking from my personal experience on what waiting has done for us.
And I know people are curious too. Do you guys kiss or you just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the way we have read it in the Bible, it's like having discernment from, if what I'm doing right now, is this making me feel guilty and like I am dishonoring God? So it's like, I think, I don't know, maybe like Joy and I have talked about this and it's like, maybe people have other, read it differently. So I'm not saying take what I say and run with the truth, but it's like, we do other things, but it's like never crossing a boundary where we feel like we're dishonoring God's creation for what is supposed to be saved for marriage, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But like, have I made out with a guy? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I hope, maybe we should put a warning on the beginning of this episode, like probably don't listen in front of your kids or in the car, right?
No. Yeah, they probably, yeah.
We'll say that at the beginning. Okay. How about this one? How do you navigate the topic of vaccines as a mom? Here's the thing, and this is what I didn't realize when I first decided I was done vaccinating. I felt like I had like a sign on my head that said like, I do not vaccinate my kid. And like everybody knew, like blinkers were going off, like anti-vax mom, anti-vax mom. And it's like, nobody knows your kid's medical history. Nobody needs to know details about your kid's medical. And here, I'm not for lying, but like if you feel more comfortable lying to someone, lie to them, because it's nobody's business. Same with like circumcision. When people are like, oh, well, is your son circumcised? I don't know, weirdo. Stop asking that. Like, just nobody needs to know your kid's business. And the cool thing about being a parent is you're in charge. Nobody else is in charge. Your kid's doctor isn't in charge. And it's like your kid's daycare provider isn't in charge. Like, you were given this child by God to protect them. And if you are like being like, well, I don't want to vaccinate, but I don't want people to think I'm weird, or I don't want my doctor giving me a hard time, like grow a pair and learn to be a mama bear. And like, I had to learn it at 22. Surely moms of any age can learn it. Like, you have to have a backbone. You are your child's protector. I'm the biggest advocate for parents doing their own research and like, yeah, put your big boy pants on and do what you know is best for your kids. Stop just blindly trusting.
Also, if you don't like lying to people, I know that's gonna be actually difficult for some people to lie. Just say, I like to just say, she has everything she needs. And then that's that. Okay. They just assume, amen. Yeah, whatever that means to someone else, that's what they're gonna think. So who cares? Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's such a good one, Jordan.
I actually saw that on one of my mom Facebook groups. I highly recommend joining some Facebook groups.
But don't be joining the mainstream ones, because the advice they give is cringe. Yeah. I just got out of every Facebook group because like the more crunchy I became and the more I was like reading people, mm-hmm. like just, yeah. I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely. So it's so funny sometimes reading in my crunchy mom groups and then I'll be scrolling and it's like not my crunchy mom groups. I'm like, who the heck is talking like that? And I'm like, oh, it's not my. Maybe we should start a Facebook group. That could be fun.
We should. You're like, oh, thank God. That's not the
crunchy. I know. I was like, what? I got to get out of this group. Oh, okay. This is a good one. How do you navigate living with family or a partner that doesn't maybe think the same way you do on health things? I personally, well, with my children, it's going to be my way or the highway. My husband's luckily very on board with my ways. But I think if I was, you know, had a roommate or lived with my parents or something, I would just mind your own, I guess. It's not really, the way they're living shouldn't affect the way you're living. And maybe products and stuff, but you can only control, it's not your house. You can only control so much. So I think just if they're open to conversations, have them, but I would never try to press it on somebody who's not, you have to be ready to change your lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. Also, my line that I'd like to use, because like my family is very traditional in that, you know, first you have a job, you send your kid to daycare. Like that's just always been standard in my family. I went to daycare. I had a nanny from like birth until, I don't know, I was like 3 or 4, and then she ended up getting cancer. Oh. So I went to like an in-home daycare. And like, so I'm not like, do whatever you want with your kids. But my family is very traditional. You go to daycare, you know, you get your shots, you go to regular school, and that's that. And mom and dad work out of home. And so it was very hard for some of my family members, especially like, you know, my dad's very traditional. And I like had to say in the nicest of ways, mom and dad, you guys got to raise us exactly mm-hmm. how you wanted it. And now it's my time to raise my son exactly how I want. And it's so freeing because like, yeah, I am the mom and I get to make mm-hmm. all the decisions for my son. And I don't have to worry about like, who cares if someone thinks I'm woo-woo? I am woo-woo. Yeah. Like I am weird. I don't care. Like yeah. this is how I'm raising my kid. Raise your kids however you want. But yeah. there's a fine line between like listening to people's opinions and like feeling like you have to make a decision just to make someone else happy. Yeah. Like that's weird. Your kid should be your main priority.
Yeah, I actually, that's a good point you brought up. My mother-in-law actually told one of my sisters-in-law who told my husband that when he mentions things like that we're doing with our baby that are obviously different than how we were raised, she takes it personally and it's just not personal. And I feel terrible that she ever even, you know, felt that way. Because he's literally just sharing like, oh, we're giving her this. And she kind of took it as like, wow, I was such a bad mom that they have to mm-hmm. completely change everything. But that's just not, you know, first off, I don't think our parents knew back then. No one really knew mm-hmm. back then how detrimental like all these foods and everything were going to come out to be. But it's not personal at all. It's just how we're deciding to raise our kids. We're just doing it different.
And it's like, everyone should want to learn, evolve, and grow. Yeah. Like that's how we grow as a society is when you learn new information, you do new things. So it's like you probably weren't like, okay, Larry, like what did your mom feed you at 6 months? And what did your mom put you in for diapers? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you just are doing what is instinctually what you think is best. And I think a lot of people had a problem with when I first had Barrett and I was young and I was so loud in my opinions. And I think a lot of people like felt shame, but it's like, I don't even know what you're doing with yeah. your kids. So I'm not shaming you. Mm-hmm. Like if you feel shame, that's on you.
Yeah.
And is my delivery always the best? No, I think I'm like brutally honest and blunt, but it's like, but it's like, I'm not thinking like this one specific person in my head, I'm going to direct this at you. It's like, yeah. that's, you know, no one's probably doing that. And if they are, they're miserable themselves. And that's a whole different thing. But like really taking like the emotion out of
yeah.
what other people choose to do, yeah. I find is, you know, key.
I do think when people feel that shame or embarrassment or whatever, they're totally projecting their, I think maybe deep down they do know maybe they're not trying their best and they're mm-hmm. they're feeling hurt and, you know, they're just like, well, if I'm going with the status quo, it must be the right thing. But to have that kind of wake up call can be alarming. And so people get defensive and it's just, yeah, inner work needs to be done.
For sure. Okay. Someone asked, have we in our relationships had crunchy disagreements? And Joey and I know, like, no, we haven't. Because I think, again, when we first met, I was brutally honest and just like laid it out there. Like, these are like core values that I have. I'm not going to budge on them unless you present to me like, you know, research that like is going to say otherwise. Like I have a 6-year-old. Yeah. So like I've been in the mom game yeah. for a hot minute. Yeah. And I was very worried when starting to date again, like if someone doesn't have a kid, I don't want to teach you how to be a parent. Like I don't want to have to go back to the basics. But Joey's like been so good about just like jumping right in and like being so open-minded. But short answer, no, Joey and I haven't had any disagreements because we are just like so aligned on things. And even like home birth, like when I brought up home birth, he was just like, yeah, I'm so in support of you doing home birth when we start to have kids. I'm going to research it so much. Like I want all the books. I want mm-hmm. all the podcasts. I want all the documentaries. Like he like just wants to, you know, make informed decisions and that like he feels comfortable about. And then that in return makes me feel safer because I'm like, oh, he did the research too. Yeah. So. What about you and Larry?
Disagreements is a weird word, but Larry's just very, he trusts me that I'm going to do, he's like, I'm grateful you're going to do the research so I don't have to worry about it. But there's definitely some things like keeps his phone by his balls all the time. I'm like, get your phone out of your pocket. And I have to constantly tell him, it's just like, I always have to, nag's not the right word. He likes to be reminded because mm-hmm. he really just doesn't think about those things. But I will say like, hey, get your phone off there. Or like, take these supplements and do this. And he's just kind of like, okay, like he'll just kind of do whatever. He's never really, he doesn't like, I think the only thing he's actually pushed back on is the AirPods. I'm like, don't wear AirPods. And he's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be wearing these AirPods. And I'm like, fine, just don't wear them to sleep. So Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's a give and take thing, for sure. And like something I've learned is like right now in this season of life, like Joey is a lot crunchier than me. Like he's like very like no polyester ever. Joey only wears organic cotton clothing ever. Unless like he's wearing, you know, jeans and like a nice shirt for a couple hours. That's an exception. But like for me, for example, like I'm wearing the polyester leggings and like I just recently switched out my bras and underwear to like organic cotton. So it's like there are some things where Joey's like way more stern and crunchier on, but like he just kind of lets me do my thing. Like this morning, actually, I was like, I'm finally going to order more organic cotton leggings. And he was like, thank God. Like, thank God. And he was like, here's my credit card. Like, buy what you want. And so like I bought like organic cotton leggings and stuff, but like that was just like not something that was at the top of my priority list because it felt so daunting. So like there's definitely like different stages where like he's way more ahead of me than I am.
I think that's good though. It's how you learn. And he'll learn from you too. Yeah, Larry's actually really big on the cotton underwear too. I'm like, you put your phone in your pocket, but you care about your underwear, which is weird, but whatever.
Beautiful.
Everybody's got their own thing. Okay. How do we work out? What are our workout schedules looking like? I lift 3 or 4 times a week and I walk for cardio every single day. You will not catch me running. Not going to be me. I think it's terrible for our hormones when I'm in a place where I'm trying to, you know, get my hormones back on track after having a baby and everything. And so I think lifting's one of the best things you can do for losing weight, just overall health, longevity, feeling good. And I love it. I look forward to it every week.
I am doing the same. I'm lifting 3 to 4 times a week. And then I'm walking like 10 to 12K steps a day. Joey's like had me, I'm like so much more willing to be going on walks now since Joey's been here, but also since the weather's nicer. Yeah, like in the winter, it is so hard for me to get outside and walk. But like now that the weather is a lot better, I am definitely walking way more. But I'm the same. I don't run. I don't do any of that. I just lift and get my steps in.
For a while, we were talking while we were walking, but then Joey can't move, and now I got ditched.
I was actually going to call you the other day when I was on my walk, but it was early in the morning, and I wasn't sure.
Oh.
We need to align on our walk times, because Joey and I walk like in the after, like late, at, you know, like after dinner, so we can resume our walk and talks.
You should be spending time with Joey. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Do you use oils to cook? And if so, what ones? So I was strictly just using avocado oil to cook in. And then once Joey moved here, I have switched over to like 100% beef tallow or ghee. And those are like the main things I've been cooking in. And then like sometimes I'll dabble in butter. But I've kind of gotten away from like the avocado oil, olive oil. Not that I think they're bad. I just think maybe like the tallow ghee thing is like pure, more pure.
I cannot stand ghee. It is a tough taste for me.
Yeah, I had to get over that initial.
Oh, it's bad. I cook with butter and olive oil though. Those are, and tallow. What are your thoughts on raw milk? I personally love raw milk. I drink it every day in pregnancy. I love it. Goat, cow, sheep. Camel. I've tried camel milk. It's so good. I do not discriminate, and makes the best ice cream. It's full of nutrients. And you just find a trusted farm to get it from. Talk to the people, ask what their, you know, methods are.
Yeah, I'm the same. If I'm drinking milk, it's going to be raw. Again, find like a trusted, you know, farm that, or some grocery stores even sell it now. I think there's a risk to everything. There's a risk for the walk you're about to take in 20 minutes. Like just.
And the salad you're going to eat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually more scared of romaine lettuce than I am raw milk, for full transparency. I think it's just another one of those things. It's like vaccines. If you've never researched it before, you know, it's made out to be this big, scary monster when really you're fine. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do what you want. Okay. From a macro standpoint, do you feel it matters to keep your fats low? It's really hard for me with a clean diet. We got to stop eating low fats, ladies. And men, sometimes women will put their macros, like my full day of macros, and it's like their fat is like 40, 45 grams of fat. I'm like, I think I eat that in breakfast, and I'm not kidding. I truly believe that if you are eating like an animal-based or like a more like meat, protein-heavy diet, you can be in a deficit without tracking anything.
Yeah.
if you are like eating high protein. Yeah. I don't track and I feel like I eat so much fat and it's, I can still, you know, feel good in my skin.
I do get what they're saying. If you are tracking macros, it's hard because fat is so calorically dense that it's hard to get the hit the numbers. But yeah, don't be scared of fat. Just good for you. How do you pick restaurants if you go to eat out? There's actually a cool app called Seed Oil Scout that you can use. It tells you what restaurants don't use seed oils or what items don't use seed oils. But honestly, unless you're eating out every day, I would just, you know, just do what feels good for you. Just try not to worry about it.
I agree. I rarely ever eat out. So if I do, I just like, I'm not really caring that much about what I'm eating. But if I was eating out weekly, then yeah, I would be a lot more concerned.
Okay, so once a week, we go to our local barbecue place. They don't use seed oils, but they put, you know, everything in like styrofoam, their hot meat in the styrofoam when you get it to go. So they know who we are now by name. We live in a very small town. But anyways, I bring my glass container every week and they fill it up for me. So that's my little trick to eating out every week is I put it in glass instead of the styrofoam.
That's so smart. That is beautiful. All right. Someone asked, why did you unfollow Joey briefly last year? I was in complete denial and I wasn't ready to be in a relationship with Joey, but I couldn't like leave him just like, all right, just wait for me. So I think it was when I was like, yeah, you can just move on, I guess, because like I don't see how. My whole thing was just like I felt such a deep rooted sense of like, I felt so guilty for not having my family together. Like, I felt so bad for my son that he was going to grow up in two houses. And I just, like, couldn't get past how that was going to work. So I just, like, told Joey, like, well, actually, I don't know if I unfollowed him, like, two times last year. One of the times I told him, but the other time I was just, like, I can't stand to, like, see him, his face every day. Like, it actually brought me pain.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I couldn't look at his page, even when I was following him, just because I was, like, oh, I love you so much, but I can't be with you. And like, this is killing me. So I unfollowed him. But he unfollowed me first, for the record. Oh, he said that's not true. Oh, he said he found out I unfollowed. Are you sure? Because I feel like you texted me one time and you were like, the first time. Okay, so, right. So, but the very first time you unfollowed me first. Yes. But he texted me and said, I'm not doing this out of spite. I just can't be looking at you.
I understand unfollowing because it hurts to look. I went through a best friend breakup years ago and I had to unfollow her because I was just like, best friend breakups hurt just like breakups do. And I was like, I can't look at you every day. It's so sad.
Yeah, they might hurt more, honestly. I've pondered that for years. And yeah, there might be nothing more that stings than like watching your old friends. Even if you guys have grown apart, like I don't have bad blood with anyone, but it's just like, wow, I can't believe we used to hang out every day, have sleepovers every day, like be obsessed with each other. And now like if I saw them in person, I would be like, hi, like I wouldn't. It's just crazy how you move away from people.
I still find myself, I mean, it's been years, like probably 6 years. I still find myself like something happens. I'm like, oh, I need to text her. I'm like, so sad. Yeah.
I know. Or like a memory will pop up on my Snap store or like, and like some people I do still talk to, but like one of my main best friends, we just don't talk anymore. And like, sometimes I want to send it to her, but it's just like so much time has passed that it's like, it's just not a thing anymore, which makes me sad. But also like, I also think that like, if I didn't have that lonely isolating period where I didn't talk to anyone, I would not have grown this much and I wouldn't be the person I am. And like, it's just like some things had to give in order for me to grow.
Yeah. I do think I wouldn't have some of the friends I have now if I was still friends with that person. But so like now, especially that I have a baby, it's like we dreamed of our, you know, our children growing up together. And it's just, it's sad. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Sometimes I'll like get my feels about it. And I'm like, what am I doing? It's literally been years. Like grow up.
Yeah. This question's for you, but we can both answer. Are you naturally tan? Where are you from?
I use Beauty by Yourself tanner. So I would say I am like olive skin. Like I have like a darker tone to me, but in the winter I'm using Beauty by Yourself tanner on my face 1000%. You'll not catch me pale. In the summer, it's natural though. In the summer, I just get very, very dark.
I get really dark in the summer too, but I get pasty in the winter. And I used to do rub on. I don't anymore, but I was very close this summer. I live in Oklahoma, so we've got the sun back pretty early on in the winter. But I was very close to going to the tanning bed, not really for tanning purposes, but for vitamin D purposes. I was like, my seasonal depression is kicking in and I need some vitamin D. I was very close to doing that. And then the sun started coming out. I was like, oh, I'm happy again. So, but yeah, I'm pasty and I'm in the winter.
Yeah, that's a hot take. I don't actually think tanning beds are that bad for you. Like the old version, the old school tanning beds without using all the tanning, like I used to lather up the tanning lotion that was like $80 from Suntan City. And like, you know, I would wear like the sticker with the, like the, you know, how it was like the cutout thing you would wear on like your hip. I don't tan anymore, but I used to be an avid tanner. And I do think it can help with seasonal depression and vitamin D levels.
They do. The newer beds won't give you vitamin D. I can't remember. It's like UV something. You have to make sure the ones that you're doing will give you vitamin D. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
Okay. Do you drain the fat of your beef when you're cooking it? I do not. Do you?
No.
That's never been a thought in my head to drain the...
I think it's weird when people do it. In fact, I actually drained some fat into some popsicle molds and made them like teething popsicles for my baby.
That's very smart.
Yeah. I either eat it or... I know some people like, I guess, re-cook with it, but I just eat it, I guess. There's like nothing left at the end.
I just keep it in our meat and just eat it. I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, me too. Thoughts on grounding sheets? My birthday is in a few days, and that's what I asked for my husband, was grounding sheets. So I'm for them. Some people are like, well, you're plugging it in, but some of them have like these special coils or something that's supposed to, like, you're not worried about the, I don't know, the plugging in. But yeah, I'm excited to get some, hopefully. I hope he's listening. Are you listening?
Yeah, I also want them as well. And I do think they are an awesome addition to have. My sister and her kids and her husband, they all sleep on them. They even got one for their dog bed.
Oh, wow.
And they love them. Oh, so I'm a fan too. I just need to find some that I like. Yeah. So I'll probably just get whatever Jordan said that she ordered. Someone asked, how did your son react? I kind of am unsure about dating. My son wishes his dad and I were still together. So this is obviously about how did Barrett react to Joey. And Barrett, I introduced Barrett and Joey because Barrett's 6 now. So like he kind of like gets it, but he kind of doesn't. Like when he was little, that probably wouldn't even be a thought in my head to introduce him. Or like if I did, I would just have said like, this is my friend. But I just introduced Joey as my friend to Barrett. But I already knew that I was going to marry Joey. Like Joey had already checked off all the boxes, like we aligned morally, spiritually, like he just like is the gold standard of a person. So like I had no reservations in introducing Barrett, but like I wouldn't have introduced him to a partner if I wasn't like, okay, this is for sure my husband, because like Barrett's 6 now. It's not like he's 2 and wouldn't remember. Like it's, so I guess it just depends. Like, I wouldn't be introducing someone to your kids just so you can have them around them so, like, you can hang out more. Like, personally, I wouldn't have done that. But I think, like, if this is your person, you know you're going to marry them, it's important to introduce them and, like, see how they interact together. But Barrett made it really easy because literally, like, the second time Barrett ever met Joey, second or third time, he was like, yeah, you should marry my mom. And he said that out of nowhere. But, like, my son doesn't even, like, never am I, like, talking to my son about marriage or, like, anything like that. So for him to say like, yeah, you should marry my mom, that was like very beautiful. Gave me so much peace of mind that like I was doing the right thing.
So sweet. What are your thoughts on having a big white wedding? For me personally, we were planning a big wedding and they were like, this is 1, expensive. 2, we were doing it out of state. And I was like, this is difficult. And 3, my husband didn't really care. And I was like, well, if you're not going to care, I'm not going to care. So we just eloped and it's been almost 6 years. It'll be 6 years next month. And I don't regret that at all. Not even a little bit. So save the money, go on a nice honeymoon instead, buy a house or something. It's like the average, I think, is like well over 30 grand in America for a wedding. That's crazy. You could buy a brand new car even. So, I mean, teach their own. I get it. It's a beautiful memory, but
yeah, I agree. And the older I get, the more I realize like everyone that I talk to that has a big wedding has said And this is fine if you loved your big wedding, but everyone I have personally talked to said it was a waste of money and they don't talk to 95% of people that were at their wedding. And it's like, my criteria for coming to my wedding is you've never talked badly about me and you've never talked about my Instagram page. So that is just slim pickings. Joey and I will probably have like, I don't know, less than 50 people at our wedding total. It's just, we want people who genuinely love us. And like, I can remember like, going to people's weddings and like people talking about the people at weddings. And I'm just like, I don't want it. I just want people there that genuinely love us and want to support us. And yeah, we will have a very small wedding, but we will elope as well. Like we'll have my parents there, but like we want to elope like very soon and then do a wedding, actual wedding sometime next year. Ideally, we would love to like go to Florida and like rent out like beach houses on the beach and just have like our closest friends and family there, you know, for the week and then just like do a ceremony that's like pretty low key. And that's really it. I don't want to spend a bunch of money. Could spend that money elsewhere. So that's us too.
Yeah. I would love it also if you got married on the beach.
Yeah. Guys, let us know if Jordan should be our what is it called?
Officiant
for our wedding. One day I told her that like Joey and I want to get married and she's like, "Okay, I just got my officiant license. So like if you want to use me, you can."
It was like 30 seconds online. It was free. It was crazy. I was like, "Wow. Yeah, I will."
Yeah, she'll do it.
I'll cry,
she'll
but I'll
be
do
there
it.
And she will do it. And yeah, did you have anyone or were you guys were like a real elopement?
So we live in Oklahoma and our moms and family live in Washington. And we were like, we're just going to go. Because at the time we were planning a wedding. And so at some point we said to them like, hey, we're just going to go to the courthouse here, like in some sweatpants, get some pizza and like call it a day. And our moms were like, do you hate us? We will die. We will absolutely die. So we're like, okay, we'll go do it in Washington. So we just did it in my mom's house, like literally in her like kitchen. My uncle,
that's what Joey and I want to do. We literally just want to do it in my mom's kitchen and like just be so low-key.
My uncle is the judge, so was my dad at the time, but my uncle married us. My dad came, another uncle came, Larry's siblings, my grandparents. We got Costco pizza. I was really not crunchy at this time either, but we got Costco pizza, a big cake, and I think we had margaritas, and that was that. Paper plates. I got a $60 dress online that I still have.
That's beautiful. That is exactly what we want to do. We literally want to just get married in my mom's kitchen with like my parents there. Maybe, you know, call my sister and have her on FaceTime because she's in Florida, like just so low key, and then do something like with, you know, friends and family at a later time. But I think that is just, I think sometimes we lose the sight of what the actual meaning maybe is. And I'm not saying just if you have a big wedding, you lost sight of like, just to me, it's just like, when I think about my wedding, I just want, you know, the people that I love the most, you know, have supported me the most there, and the rest I don't care about. I don't care about. And like someone messaged me the other day and they're like, I love that you are being just so nonchalant and open about stuff. She's like, so many Instagram influencers are like, do like this huge, like, we got engaged and do this like fabricated, like, yes. And it's for the gram, Instagram. And I'm just like, that's never in the back of my head to be like, I want to do a videographer at our, which I mean, I would love if someone recorded it, but like, I guess just whatever we're doing, it's just truly coming from a place of like, I just love Joey so much. And I want to marry him. Not like this would look good for the gram. Like, that's not me.
Yeah. Well, that was another thing. I knew from like the second or third date that I was going to marry Larry, and I waited a long ass time for him to realize it too. And so we got engaged April 23rd. And then I was like, okay, like, let's go get married. We got married May 25th. Like, it was a short engagement. I was like, I'm not waiting any longer. Like, I just want to be married.
Yeah,
and
that's
start
beautiful.
Our
that's exactly how Joey and I are thinking. Like, I can't imagine getting engaged and then waiting a full year to like get married or something. That's just not my style. I would, I'll get engaged and married in the same day. I don't care. Like, it's just, I know I want to be with him and that's that.
Yeah. Also, full disclosure, the day after my birthday was when we got engaged and I was 26. So my health insurance ran out. So, and Larry was in the military. So we also got married quickly for the benefits too. But I mean, we would have got married anyway.
Works.
Worked out fine. Yeah. Also, fun fact, I didn't have to change my last name or anything. My married name is the same as my maiden name.
Yeah, that's so crazy. And it's, are you guys brother and sister? Joey wants to know.
We might be related. Well, I'll put a picture in one day and you guys can let me know if we look alike or anything. Okay, well, that was a fun Q&A. I'm going to go for a walk. I don't know what you and Joey are going to go do.
All right, guys, enjoy. Today's Saturday, so enjoy your weekend.
That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.